Hello again. This is the morning of the 14th. Happy Valentine's Day to all of those single women out there. And just read a rather interesting article put up by the Washington Post. And this was published on the 13th, written by Kim Bellware, B-E-L-L-W-A-R-E. Title, Coronavirus, Oxford Testing Vaccine in Children. Trial will include 300 volunteers aged 6 to 17. The problem is that they obviously don't understand the meaning of the word volunteer. I went ahead and I did a search. Volunteer, a person who freely offers to take part in an enterprise or undertake a risk. So here's my question. What's the age of consent in most states? 18, is it not? Can a six-year-old understand what he or she is volunteering for? Can an eight-year-old? This is child abuse of the absolute highest degree. It seems like they can't kill us quickly enough. Oxford University announced Friday that it started testing its coronavirus vaccine in children as young as six, in a move that expands coronavirus vaccine trials to the youngest age group yet. Got another question. What kind of parents would subject their children to become guinea pigs? The Oxford trial will include 300 child volunteers aged 6 to 17, with 240 of them receiving the vaccine co-developed with drug maker AstraZeneca. I wonder how many of AstraZeneca's chief executives, their children or grandchildren, are going to partake in this experiment. This is like Dr. Frankenstein. That's what this is like. The remaining participants will receive a control meningitis vaccine that has been proved safe in children, but is expected to mimic side effects of a COVID-19 shot, the university said in a statement. Why would you want to mimic side effects of a COVID-19 shot? Before the Oxford AstraZeneca trial, testing had not included children younger than 12. Three other companies, Pfizer, Moderna, and Janssen, have announced plans to start trials for younger children this spring. These companies are all sick. And what's really sick is that our government allows this kind of carnage to take place. Having abortions recertified by brain dead hair plug Joe Biden isn't enough. Again, they can't kill him fast enough. Only the Pfizer biotech and Moderna vaccine have been authorized in the United States thus far. Authorized on an emergency only basis, but they don't say that. Johnson & Johnson has a single shot experimental, is what it should say, vaccine that could be authorized in March. U.S. regulators are awaiting more trial data before approving the Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine, which is already in use in the European Union. Even with clinical trials for young participants underway, children are not expected to widely receive the vaccine for months, and perhaps not until 2022. Richard Malley, a senior physician in the Division of Infectious Disease at Boston Children's Hospital, said he does not expect vaccinations in children to start until next calendar year. Quote, "We really want to make sure they're safe and well tolerated in children." How do you want to make sure they're safe and well tolerated in children when you're using children as the guinea pigs? Particularly when there's a low risk benefit ratio, Malley told the Washington Post on Saturday. The novel coronavirus has not shown itself to be as dangerous in most children as it is in older adults, making it less critical to hurry testing for children. Let me repeat that. The novel coronavirus has not shown itself to be as dangerous in most children as it is in older adults, making it less critical to hurry testing for children. The risk-benefit calculus you have to do should lead you to want to do this only if it's extraordinarily safe in pediatric populations, Melly said. Hey, Melly, you going to vaccinate your grandchildren? The Oxford trial's small sample size of 300 children who span a decade in age is meant to serve as a jumping-off point, and not the final word on how the vaccine will be tolerated by young patients. Again, it should have had the word experimental in front of the vaccine. Malley said that in the 300-person trial, the purpose is to determine what he called a global response, to inform researchers at a high level whether the vaccine is safe. How many of these researchers are going to have their children or grandchildren participate in this test? Like I said, folks, they can't kill them fast enough. Although the development of various coronavirus experimental, is what it should say, vaccine candidates has occurred at an unprecedented speed, clinical trials expanding how to younger children follow the standard pattern of all vaccine testing, Melly said. In any vaccine study, again, it should say experimental vaccine study, you're generally starting with healthy adults and slowly move into different age categories, going up or down to make sure it's safe for other adults, Valley said. For some health experts, the timeline of expanding clinical trials to teenage and younger patients has been disproportionately slow, particularly given the strength of the safety data for adults who have received the vaccine. I come back to this one question that I've asked, I don't even know how many hundreds of times. You've got this fake pandemic, which has a survivability rate of 99.79%. Why in the world would anyone that's even halfway normal subject children to these tests, or anyone else with these experimental fake vaccines? All they are is making trillions of dollars off of stupid people all over the world. For some health experts, the timeline of expanding clinical trials to teenage and younger patients has again been disproportionately slow. American Association of Pediatrics President Sally Coates wrote to federal leaders in September, arguing that pediatric trials were essential for curbing the pandemic given the potential of older children to be vectors for the virus. Hey, Sally, Goza, you got your grandchildren involved in this test? Or your children? While some studies have shown that children under the age of 10 may be less likely to become infected and less likely to spread the virus to others, more recent data suggests children older than 10 years may spread SARS-CoV-2 as effectively as adults. Malley, the Boston Children's Hospital doctor, said even though children are roughly half as likely as adults to transmit the novel coronavirus, inoculating younger populations is crucial to achieving herd immunity. Hey, Melly, you got your kids involved in this, or your grandkids? When you read that kids are less likely to transmit, it's roughly by a factor of 2, so it's not 0, he said, noting that the virus variants that have emerged may further change the equation. Malley also noted that although children broadly have not suffered severe or lingering illness from the novel coronavirus the way adults have, some children have developed acute respiratory failure and multisystem inflammatory syndrome, or MISC, a rare but serious illness that can be fatal or leave children with lasting heart damage. So far in the United States, at least 11,000 children and teenagers have been hospitalized, and at least 215 have died. Is that at all unusual for the flu or influenza? I don't think so. According to a January 20th report from the American Academy of Pediatrics, Even though these are rare, they can be catastrophic, Mally said. Hey, Mally, again, you got your kids or grandkids in this test? If not, why not? If the vaccine is safe and can be tolerated, it can save lives. If the vaccine is safe and can be tolerated, it can save lives. So they're not certain if it is safe, are they? Folks, any parent that allows their child to be subjected to becoming a guinea pig needs to be incarcerated. That's just sort of what I think. And this government is totally out of control. Where did it all start? Warp Speed. That's where it all started. Actually, it started on the 13th of March when the Harbinger of Death convinced Trump to tell governors to shut down the economy. You can't make any of this stuff up, folks. Tell me where I'm wrong. You can't, can you? I'll attach the link absolutely, completely, and totally insane. Again, they don't understand the definition of volunteer, do they?